Question 20. How does the Quran differ from other scriptures? The Quran was revealed over 1400 years ago. It states in no uncertain terms that it is a revelation from God conveyed by the angel Gabriel to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It is regarded not only by Muslims, but by scholars of religion and historians as the most authentic religious text in existence today. Unlike earlier scriptures, the Quran has been preserved unchanged in its original Arabic text since the time of revelation, as God had promised within it. Its preservation was guaranteed when God revealed,
"Inna nahnu nazzalna adh-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun."
Indeed, it is we who sent down the message, and indeed we will be its guardian. Quran, chapter 15, verse 9. History witnessed the fulfillment of that promise, for the Book of God remains to date exactly as it was revealed to the Prophet and recited by him. Immediately memorized and recorded by large numbers of his companions, it was passed on in exactly the same form by thousands of Muslims generation after generation, up until the present day. The Quran of today is literally the same scripture as was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. There is no other book in the history of man that has been memorized precisely and accurately, word for word, letter for letter, by millions of people over the centuries. This in itself is a miracle. There is only one version of the Quran. The same revealed words continue to be read, recited, and memorized in their original Arabic language by Muslims throughout the world. Translations of the meanings into other languages assist in understanding, but cannot be called the Quran, as this term refers only to the actual revealed words of God. The Quran contains God's final message to humanity and legislation which encompasses all spheres of human life. It is suited to all peoples and all times. It appeals to logic, following clear reasoning and citing evidences from the created universe, from history, and from the human soul, to establish not only the existence of God, but also His uniqueness and absolute perfection. It also contains answers to the questions which naturally occur to the human mind about the purpose of creation and what occurs after death. It is a primary source of the Islamic creed and its legislation, but in addition to religious guidance, it contains numerous verses that speak of the universe, its components and phenomena, the earth, sun, moon, stars, mountains, wind, rivers and seas, plants, animals, and successive stages of human development. As can be seen from examples in the previous chapter, the Quran speaks with the perfect knowledge of the Creator about His creation. Being the final revelation to mankind, God has made the Quran a continuing miracle containing evidences to be uncovered gradually as humans increase in knowledge of their universe. But its main purpose is to guide mankind as to how one should relate to his Creator, to his fellow men, and to the universe in general. It outlines the practical methods of earning the approval of God and obtaining peace and contentment in the permanent existence to come. By following its guidance, man can fully experience his human worth and his special position among created beings. The Quran was revealed containing complete guidance in all matters of faith and its application to the affairs of human life in order that everyone might attain the happiness and contentment of this world and the next.